Good morning. We're back. This is Sharp Elbows with Fran Nada and our very special guest, Matthew Brongen. Before the break, we were talking about the lack of engagement and processes, especially when it comes to building up programs, policies, or opportunities, the lack of resources in certain communities, opportunity gaps and benefit of the doubt gaps. We are breaking down a lot here, touching on a lot of things, but what I'd like to kind of shift the gears, I'd like to shift gears now and ask you, Matt, about your series, Finding the Warmth of Our Sun. You've been contributing to Madison 365 since 2015, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Can you tell us a little bit more about the series and how it came to be, what you hope folks in the community to take away from it?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Actually, a bit of kind of these conversations, a bit of a one-way conversation. I do have had some guests at Nada being one of them. We had a great conversation around climate change and sustainability. If you want to look back and listen to that one, it was great and a lot of fun. But it's really, I guess, digging into contemporary issues and talking through, you know, these things. Our time is filled with complex issues. This is really kind of the moment of our time. These things are nuanced. They're hard to wrap our heads around. They're big, they're massive, and their roots are deep. And so I try and not just kind of explore the fruits of what's going on and the possible seeds of future issues of our times, but really those roots and how it started, and that historical perspective that help us understand why we are where we are and how we're facing these things. And so try and kind of sprinkle in and add those historical perspectives, such as you know, how bringing in and talking about, you know, Fred Hampton, the Black Panthers and COINTELPRO, and how the FBI, you know, destroyed these organizations and the gap that left, till today, as we see organizations picking up the pieces of destroyed grassroots activism within our Black communities, with, you know, in the United States, and trying to give these, you know, this understanding.
And when you say historical perspectives, yeah. I just want to clarify here. I mean, these are, you know, I think it's important that these are historical facts that have been intentionally left out in many conversations, many classrooms, many spaces where these perspectives were really needed. But I think oftentimes right now where we're living in a space and times where perspective and fact, I think, are being interchanged. And I think it's important to point out that these, you know, talking about Fred Hampton and what went on with that coalition building, these are historical facts. These are things that happened from and stories that really were not told and are not given enough space to be told. And so it's I think it's a reason why your series is important, because it's both perspective and fact.
Absolutely. I try not to, like, my opinions are informed by data, history and likewise. It's that perspective, it's that lens of things that have actually happened. Everything that I say is citable. There's sources, there's things from them. And how this came about was really me trying to balance changes in my own life. I was increasingly unable to sit down and write, and I've enjoyed that, but I wanted to continue those thoughts and putting those thoughts out there. So it's, you know, it's me talking, but it's still kind of in somewhat of a you know, essay thought process, you know, within my scripts, of exploring these subjects that I might have written about that, you know, for my, again, my, you know, with my health has made it easier to sit down and talk about these things that I read about in my spare time, because that's, I'm weird like that.
Well, they're very informative. I love listening to them. I get a lot of new terminology, like benefit of the doubt, where I'm like, oh, that explains exactly this phenomenon that's going on, you know, in Wisconsin. I'm wondering, are you going to do an episode on critical race theory? What has been your take on all that bull crap.
Yes, I have two episodes on critical race theory. One is a good high-level breakdown of what CRT is and is not. The other is an interview with a associate professor here at UW-Madison who has, studied race and critical race theory within his education. So you can really, go back and listen. They're quite informative. But my biggest thing with the thing with CRT is that it's not actually about CRT. These folks aren't, working within that definition. They don't care what actual CRT is. What I see it is basically the rollback or the attempted rollback of any social and structural gains made from the civil rights movement, civil rights era, and the Black Power movement. It's these full-on rollbacks, which is what they did with the New Deal, right? It's like they rhetorical tricks and all these things to break down the structures and the structural changes that the New Deal brought and were growing. And now you're seeing this with race and racism. When you say you're not going to teach Martin Luther King or mention these things, again, these historical facts in school, it's far beyond CRT. It's studying what the United States actually is that you don't want to teach.
Yeah. Well, I was in the Capitol and they did the first hearing on what they're calling critical race theory. The bills that came in front of the Education Committee seek to ban kind of any teachings in school that teach that one race is better than the other, which, that's not what happens. Critical race theory is, as a high, a graduate level kind of legal theory that explores how racism affects kind of systems of governance and systems in America. So it's not individuals. And it's not being taught to kindergartners at, Thoreau Elementary on Nakoma. Like, that's just not something that's happening. But it was so interesting to see these Republicans, one of which is a kind human being that I've interacted with, the rest who are very racist, kind of come together and say, this is our new enemy here in America, the enemy of white people. And like you said, what I saw it as is a bunch of people that whose power stems from stepping on other people, and when they see that their grip is slowly kind of loosening on power, especially following Trumpism, they're trying to regain it back, and they regain it back on the backs of people of color, which is tremendously just horrific. But do you think that this is kind of indicative of where we're going to be? Texas passed a law that, Martin Luther King Jr. and his speeches would not be taught in school. We have a Democratic governor that I hope would veto these critical race theory bills. But what do you think the risk is for the future?
The risk is what we're experiencing. This has not just echoes, but it reads a lot like what happened during the overthrow of Reconstruction and the Lost Cause myths. The Lost Cause was something that was instituted and taught not just in schools across the South, but across the nation. And it was very intentionally brought to schools across the nation during this kind of Southern redemption after Reconstruction was overthrown and Jim Crow was being instituted. These things were done piecemeal, piece by piece, state by state, what we're seeing right now. And we saw and have seen the impact of people not learning the real history of the United States, and the pushback that gains or creates when this happens. And so we're, at risk of creating multiple generations of people that believe this high-minded, rosy picture of a colonial imperialist nation that has brought democracy across the world while ignoring the millions upon millions of people killed or enslaved, brutally killed or enslaved and oppressed, that these wars and actions for the sake of really select few people have brought across the globe and domestically.
Yeah. Well, it's white supremacy, and it's how it works. I mentioned in tone that it's just a repackaging of the same white supremacy that we've had for a long time. And so when I see these things, and David Clark came on, and he was like, this is teaching kids CRT is like giving them LSD. And David Clark is the sheriff from Milwaukee. And I'm like, how are you being used as a pawn by these people that are just furthering white supremacy and that want to keep it in order to maintain their hold on power? But it is one of the most mind-blowing things I've ever heard and seen. But we'll talk more on it. You're listening to Sharp Elbows on Devil Radio 92.7 FM with Nada, Francesca Hong, and Matthew Bronigan. And we'll see you after the break. We just gonna continue. You, your mama.